All right, now, good evening to you guys. Okay, Jordan, I hope you guys are great. All right, now, there you have it. All right, now, I made no deals and no agreements with the United States. All right, now, tell these racists to produce anything where they talk to me or anybody like T.D. Jakes or any butthole, right? All right, now, so, you know, that excludes, you know, the United States owning 20% of crap, right? They don't own anything, right? All right, now, that's Floyd. Nothing against Trump. Like I said, I don't have a problem with Trump. All right, now, I don't trust Trump, right? I don't trust Trump as far as I can throw him. The Bible says, put your trust in no man. That's in the Bible. But I don't have a problem with Trump. Trump is a businessman. Trump gonna do what, you know, how can I put this, correlates with his interest, right? That's business. Does that make sense? Right now, just as I'm gonna do it, what correlates with my interest. I want nothing to do with the United States. I'm going overseas. I said what paid Donald Trump and his family. Does that make sense? Right now, but I don't trust to deal with the United States. I hope to God that makes sense. Nothing against Trump, but I don't trust anybody. The Bible says put your trust in no man, right? Especially not, I dealt with that when William, does that make sense? I don't know Trump. Does that make sense? Right now, William is somebody I've known since 2005. But you have $256 trillion. You go over to England, you had bimbos and racists get mad. You understand? You saw what happened, right? So, you know, that's Florida right now. So, all right, now you got these old clown-ass racists talking about babies and single mother. You some stupid-ass racists, right? God help you clowns, right? Does that make sense? I'm not touching William. All right, no, that's not something William's saying. You know, they want you to, like, get mad and just, you know, be used and dumped, and it's a race thing to keep this race, and these clowns are so stupid, right? Okay, this is technology that I own. I'm not giving it to your asses. Do you understand that, right? Or to people like T.D. Jakes either. He's just as bad as the people that are racist, to be all the way fair about it, right? That's not a knock at Donald Trump. Does that make sense? I hope you don't take it personally. What would The Apprentice say? It's nothing personal. It's business, right? I was on the tag last. I used to watch The Apprentice, all right? No, that's the Lord, right? And I don't trust anybody. I trust Jesus, right? That's who I trust concerning this. I'm going over to Hong Kong to go to the bank because do you know why? All right, no, that's for the Lord. It's 1,000,000,004 Chinese people, all right? No, that's for the Lord. They're telling the people in America they can kiss their ass. They don't care about me coming to the bank. They don't care who's crying and screaming in America. Doesn't matter about it. France said the exact same thing. That's not trying to stoke and infuriate somebody, but you have a bunch of people that want to make threats because they can't steal. They want to say green this and green that because they're in the behind a pretend wall sucking each other's dicks, and they have stolen from people. They have disenfranchised people. They have used a shitty group. Does that make sense? To do all men are evil against people. That has not been right, right? They don't say the sky is green and the sky is actually blue. You understand what I'm saying? Because a bunch of clowns get together and they try to agree to lie together. These clowns have lost their fucking minds. I'm not giving them any money. God forgive me for custom prompts. We'll have to stop that, right? All right, no, that's for the Lord. And you had the Karens jump at me and everything else. Shit, you had that old, you know, Bim Joe. All right, no, throat hoe Biden jump at me, his dumb self. All right, no, they did confirm he's been had been sleeping with Lindsey Graham for a long period of time, right? They did confirm that, right? Also, that Chris Coon sucked his dick, right? There are more people that he slept with in Congress. Does that make sense, right? Now, you can't say green and this and that when you're begging me. But because you can't steal, does that make sense? You have a problem. Like I said, I don't have a problem with Trump. I don't know Trump. Does that make sense, right? No, that's for what I was like saying, okay. That was like saying with the United States, not to you lead the United States. That I said that's the best thing to do as far as the deal is concerned. The Trump family get $100 billion, but I'm not going to use that because I don't have to. I'm going to China where there are a billion Asian people that look just like me to go to the bank. All right, no, Japan also offered me. Australia also offered me to come to the bank. Spain also offered me to come to the bank. I mean, you know, what's up? France also offered me by Jesus' goodness to come to the bank, and so did Sweden. Not Sweden, excuse me, so did Switzerland. And they said the same thing. They ain't stand these clowns and they tears and they cries. And a bunch of men fucking each other in the United States that want to cry because they can't make their own money. I said, no, I'm not giving you any money, right? There are people out here that are suffering that need money for real. Does that make sense right now? Not a bunch of people that already got everything. That is insane to ask me for anything. And not just that we talked all about this. These racists wouldn't give your ass no money. The racists can sit his hands in your house. The racists can try to frame you over and over and over and over again and try to lie on you. The racists got caught making Photoshop jobs up because his nasty old dick blowing ass can get his way. The racists call you monkeys and niggers and everything else. The racists put you on a fake switchboard so you're just supposed to endure people be racist. You're supposed to endure people say nigger. You're supposed to endure people say monkey. You're supposed to endure people be racist, riding, yell, raise their voice on these pretend ass calls. Because they met, they can't steal too. You're just supposed to endure all sorts of heartless abuse. And these assholes want to have the audacity to have the handout. That's what I mean about it's not against Trump. I don't know Trump. This that says Trump, he never did nothing to me. All right, no, but it's generalized. I don't trust anybody but Jesus concerning this money, right? I'm not touching Prince William. This that says not right now, right? All right, no, I'm going over to the bank to Hong Kong. Look at my most perfect 10 best, no matter who got a problem with that, who in person. Does that make sense? All right, now. That's for the Lord. All right, now what did the Chinese people say by Christ Jesus, by God's goodness, when they learned that I'm coming over to the bank? They said, you know, come to the bank. Basically, pay them, pay Xi Jinping and his wife and his family, pay the Chinese people. Does that make sense? Right now, pay the Chinese government, pay all three, right? I'm not breaking bread with the United States because I don't trust the United States. That's what I meant by it's not a knock at Trump. I don't trust the United States. I'm not dealing with the United States. I'm not fucking with the United States. I don't trust these folks as far as I can throw them. Do you understand what I'm saying? I trust Jesus. All right, now so therefore, I'm going overseas to handle my business, right? I will happily give up my citizenship and get the fuck out of the United States for good if that's what it takes, but I'm not paying taxes here. I don't owe America money because I was born somewhere, right? That's so stupid. You have these clown buttholes that, you know, about 40% of the stock. Where are the tax money? Where is it? Where did old clown-ass Biden and the rest of these races and people at TD Justice, everybody ain't racist? These are pretty rowdy people. I don't feel bad. I'm not going to mince words to say it. Where's the infrastructure? I don't see a bridge, right? I see a bridge of, you know, sabotage, but I don't see a bridge, right? I don't see any structures or grand structures. I don't see anything like that. You know, what's up, right? I don't see any improvements in the United States. They pissed away that much money. And stupidity. They have zero capabilities to make it. Okay, we are 88 days in tonight. Where's the money? It took the Holy Spirit 46 days to extract this fraud. See, that's my fault. It took 46 days because I promise you, if I had sat there all day, it took me one day to extract $506 trillion. You're looking at the $506 trillion. You see how many breaks I took? I did it at nighttime. If I had sat there from 8 o'clock at night to 8 o'clock in the evening, it took one day. I promise you. One day. Now, what is the United States' excuse with all this racism and all this BS talk? Because you don't own 20% of shit. No racist has yet to put anything that I signed saying that, you know, you own 20%. No racist has put anything where they talked to me in agreement. Not one racist. Not one. Not one. Because they thought they could steal it, right? You could steal your dumb asses behind your blockchain, your wall, your pretend wall. And people like TDJ, too, if you're not racist, please don't be offended. But I don't mince words with Biden, a little faggot on my phone, and people like Mitch. I just don't. I dealt with them, right? I have the right to say it. The stat makes sense that they're dealing with and adoring these clowns. These clowns have lost their mind. Are people like TDJ and DL, Booty, and all the, and the chocolate Oompa Loompa, but they're just as bad. It's like the most rottenest, horriblest people in different races seem to find each other, right? It's like crap. It's like a magnet to other crap. It's so horrible, right? All right, no, that's Florida, right? No, so I'm excited to go overseas and handle my business. Nothing against Trump. Does that make sense right now? Just stated, you know, my how I feel about that, right? I did say this some weeks ago that I don't trust Trump. Does that make sense? I don't trust anybody. There's nothing against Trump, but I don't trust any. Trust these folks as far as I can throw them. Trump a businessman. What he says, nothing personal but his business, right? All right, no, that's Florida right now, so I'm happy to go overseas and handle my business. France said come there, and I can go to the bank and pay them. China said come there. I just said I'm going to China. I just said I'm going to Hong Kong. I just said I'll be over there. What did the Chinese government and the people say? They didn't hear what I said, right? By Jesus' goodness, and he shined a light and went all across the entire world. All right, now that's Florida right now. They did hear me. They did recently hear me. They did hear me within the last few days. They did hear me in the last week. They did hear me. Does that make sense? What did they say? They said, okay, that's fine. Come over to the bank and basically pay them. Right? I hope you, by Jesus' goodness, right now, no dealings with the United States. No, I'm not giving the United States any money. I'm not paying taxes. I'm not teaching you. I'm not selling to you. I'm not giving to you. I'm not shoring up your fraud. I said the same thing about Warren Buffett. And this is not an attack at Warren Buffett. I respect Warren Buffett's work, right? But you got all this stuff about touting, it's the Oracle of Wall Street, these old racists. Does that make sense? Right now, then why did he try to get into the, why did he try to, like, have more success of, you know, fraud that was done against me by buying the fraud that was done against me? Fraud would be like they're trying to sell fraud stocks from up under me, and then say I can't get none of my own money because they're so twisted, crappy, heartless, and racist. Until by Jesus' voice of goodness, they got told they can steal anything, right? What's up, right? If this dude is so smart, which Warren Buffett is, nobody can take that. Even I can't take that away from Warren Buffett. I would never do that because it would be disingenuous, but he's smart enough to make his own money. Why is he buying fraud stocks that clowns thought they could steal from up under me, but it turns out the stock is so worthless that Warren Buffett himself is selling, getting the hell rid of it because he realized he has no way to make that money. He has no way to, you know, create that money. He sees that nobody in the United States, nobody else in the United States has no way to make that money, create that money. They have no way to make this money come, right? Warren Buffett, the Oracle of Wall Street, as they call him, was smart enough to start selling his fraud, realizing the United States can't make this. United States can't share this up. Okay, they call this dude the Oracle of Wall Street. They call him the best trader to ever live. This is Warren Buffett, right? You guys can check that out. They call him, all right, now, this is the dude that sold some of the fraud stock that was bought from under me because he realized the United States has no way to make the money. If the United States had a way to make his own money, he wouldn't have sold the stock. He got the hell rid of it because he realized, and the whole world can see, the United States has zero ways to make it, but they're begging. I'm not giving them anything. I'm not handling myself in the United States. I'm going over to Hong Kong. No, it's not me taking a jump. I just don't want anything to do with the United States. I said emphatically, it's not a knock at Trump. I don't want anything to do with the United States. No. As a courtesy, I made Trump a deal, right? No, but I don't need to, and I'm not going to use it because I don't have to. I'm going over to Hong Kong in Jesus' name to go to the bank. France also invited me. Switzerland also invited me. France and Spain also invited me, right? I'm not doing United States. Australia also invited me. Japan also invited me. God willing, if I have to travel this world, I'm not doing United States. I'm not giving these folks no money. They stay green and suck each other's dicks and pretend all they want to. Their asses are green. They will not stop begging. Though they keep sucking each other's dicks and they, all the brains that they're swapping and the sperm that's spraying in their mouth, you know, chromosomes and brains, they seem like coming up with no more new ideas. Just some gross man, right? Does that make sense right now? That's for the Lord right now. Don't worship Satan. I'm not in a group. Does that make sense right now? I belong to Jesus. The money belongs to Jesus. Does that make sense? The Lord trusted me with it, and I don't apologize for it, right? Does that make sense? You got this guy that is one of the best traders on Wall Street, one of the best traders to ever grace Wall Street, one of the best traders to ever do Wall Street, Warren Buffett, all right? Now, I read Warren Buffett's story. You fact check me on this. Said that when he was younger, he saved $15,000 on the paper route because he wanted to do stocks so bad. Do you understand what I'm saying? When he saved up the $15,000, then he entered into the stock world. I've read about Warren Buffett. I know all about him, right? All right, now I'm very familiar with his work. All right, now clearly that's not just something I read. Who these folks been watching me for 3 years? Okay, read while read Warren Buffett's autobiography in the last 2.5 years, almost 3 years. This year in October, right? God willing. So I have not recently heard about him, but I already read up about him, right? So I know a bit about him. Does that make sense? Right now, I respect his work. All right, now very brilliant trader. All right, now that's Florida. Right now, see at the exact same time. All right, now that's Florida. I have a problem with Warren Buffett. But the exact same time, all right, no, that's the Lord, all right, no, this guy, okay, that is brilliant in stock, and he is brilliant in trade, sees that the United States has zero ways to make this money, see that the United States economy has zero ways to make this money. The United States economy with 330 million people has no way to make this economy. The United States economy with 330 million people with over 8,200 universities with a clown-ass racist that got a C-average in the White House that blew his dick-sucking-ass stuff because he didn't earn it. C-average dummy. Does that make sense? If you are with a C-average in school and you're working and stuff, please don't take that to offense. You got a clown, you got these racists that can't, you know, pass the muster on their own standards, right? Does that make sense? Right? No, that's the Lord. All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, no, you know, it's not about being divisive. All right, no, this is a racist stuff. So the racists are finding it terrorizing you, making all sorts of standards and bars that they clearly can't pass themselves, you know, by proof of a C average in the White House, because I guess they said that clown was the most qualified, which is a clown joke. I promise you, Obama didn't have no C average. When he the president of the Harvard Law degree review at the Harvard University. By the way, no president of nothing, no Harvard Law review. All right, now ask how many times he sucked and fucked Mitch, he sucked and fucked Liz, and they passed his ass around the Senate, then they promoted him because he blew his ass into the White House, right, with a C average he got out of school, because somebody did his homework, the clown. Does that make sense? You better believe he didn't do it himself, right? That's my synopsis of Biden, right? Stop. All right, no, that's Florida, right? No, but it's like I said, if it came down between Biden, I bet for Trump in a heartbeat over Biden. We're going to deal with Biden, right? I don't like Biden. RFK Jr. won, right? Not Biden. I hope that you guys are willing greater right now. That's Florida right now. But see, it's like this. As far as like going overseas or right now to handle my stuff, does that make sense right now? Like, I didn't have a problem with making Donald Trump. I was like, Trump $100 billion. Trump a businessman. Trump going to do his best for his bottom line. That's why I made Trump a deal. You notice how Trump wants to accept the deal because he's a businessman, right? That's how he think. So you say something about $100 billion. United States can't give Trump $100 billion. United States is not going to give Trump children $25 billion. Split your right where, right? Does that make sense right now? That's for the Lord right now. Give Trump $100 billion by himself and give his family $25 billion to split. So if Trump have $100 billion by himself, his family $25 billion to split. United States is saying for they do that shit because they have no way to do that. That clown asshole racist in the White House has no ability to pay Trump shit. Trump is a businessman, right? It's not a knock at Trump. That's what I'm saying. That's why I made him a deal, because I figure Trump is a businessman. Trump can go for his bottom line because he's a businessman. That's what is that's his bread and butter. That's who he is. You understand what I'm saying? That's why I made him a deal. See, I'm not stupid like these racists wanted me to be. Nothing against Trump. That's my point. I'm going overseas. Does that make sense right now? God willing, nothing against Trump. You go overseas to go to the bank. Does that make sense right now? That's for the Lord. I don't owe the United States. I'm not giving the United States any money. You got the top investor on Wall Street. And that is Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is the top investor. Show me a better investor than Warren Buffett. Show me anybody that got $90 billion that they've made off the stock market. They're so damn good at trading. Show me anybody. There is nobody else but Warren Buffett. This dude, does that make sense, bought fraud stock from up under me despite him having supposedly this genius level in trading, to the fact that he is wise enough to start getting the shit out of his portfolio because the super wise trader, listen, he got the wherewithal and understanding to get the hell out of his portfolio because he understands the United States cannot make no $6 trillion of dollars. He understands the United States economy cannot make this money. He understands the United States job sector cannot make this money. He understands the United States public and private sector cannot make this money. He understands the United States universities cannot make this money. He understands the United States taxation system cannot make this money. He understands that the Fabulous Seven, or the Divine, whatever they call it, the Seven, the Magnificent Seven, that's what they call it. That would be Apple, Tesla, Facebook, Meta, and those companies, right? Great companies, no knock at them. but he understands they have zero Bill Gates, Microsoft, right? He understands they have zero capabilities of making this money, so he got the hell out of his portfolio because he knows that he knows it ain't nothing in the United States other than the Lord bless me with it, other than the Holy Spirit itself, because not even me. That he realized, Warren Buffett realizes there's nothing in these United States that can save him with the fraud stocks. If there was something that could save him in the racist ways the United States is to cater to, it's not saying Warren Buffett the racist. Hell no, they Warren Buffett the racist at all. No. All right, now that's what I love his word, right? I told you guys about it, I read him about it clearly. But you know, that's the Lord right now, but I don't know him, so let me say that again. All right, no, that's what I know his autobiography, that's all I read about him. All right, no, that's the Lord right now. Many others, right? The Maloof brothers, the Koch brothers, Trump, the Art of the Deal. I actually read the Art of the Deal. I had the book, The Art of the Deal. I didn't learn much business from the Art of the Deal, too. All right, no, that's for the Lord. Basically about, you know, negotiating. Trump's thing is negotiating. You know, that's Trump's strength. That's what I remember about the Art of the Deal. Trump's bread and butter is to negotiate. That's what I learned about the Art of the Deal. When I would read it, I would go back to points in order to deal many, many years ago. I was a teenager, right? I would read it. It'd be like, negotiate. I read it, negotiate. I remember negotiate. I remember negotiate. It's like, that was Trump thing. You know, he liked to negotiate. That's Trump. All right, no, that's Florida right now. You got Warren Buffett. I'm not negotiating with the United States, no. Nothing against Trump. That's my point, right? Someone read a ass load of autobiographies. All right, no, that's Florida, Florida right now by the bunch of, I mean, Jay Abrams. Do you guys know who Jay Abrams is? He a multi-billionaire. Brilliant investor, you know, he's not an investor, but brilliant marketer and, you know, businessman. You guys know who Jay Abrams is? He is too. A lot of them. All right, no, that's Florida, right? No, so it's a bunch of, you know, back there, and when I was a teenager, read about Jay Abrams, right? All right, tell he's a multi billionaire. All right, no, that's Florida, right? Now, so many of them, right? All right, no, Cuban, Mark Cuban, that's another one, right? All right, now how he sold a radio company when he was in college and he became a billionaire, right? Does that make sense? He was dirt poor, he grew up dirt poor. All right, now you hear about his story, how inspired it is. Read an assload of autobiographies. Does that make sense to write? Now I could keep naming them because I read so many of them when I was a kid. Because I always wanted to be a billionaire when I grew up. I don't want to be a billionaire anymore. I'm a sextillionaire. We're going to keep it rising, right? I can be made more than a sextillionaire. I truly can be. I'm not going to sell myself short because you got assholes thinking I have to negotiate with you. See, that's wrong, right? I can go start a nation. I ain't got to negotiate shit with you. Does that make sense? I can get the bulk of everything that is made and put it towards my own country and my own people, right? See, I'm not gonna shortchange myself. Do I look stupid? Never, right? That's my point. I'm going overseas to go to the bank, God willing. All right, now I'm happy to go pay these governments, these countries, their people. I'm happy to, right? I know that it could be something that'll be paid fairly, within reason, that will make everybody happy, including myself and including them in Jesus' name. I have no doubt about it. So what did China just tell the United States despite the assholeness in the stuff that's been going on? They heard me say I'm gonna come to China, right? They were listening all the way over there across the ocean, right? They said, come on over to China, right? That ain't nobody but Jesus, so I'm not trying to hear anything the United States has to say. They can stay their dumb asses behind a blockchain. Even Warren Buffett, one of the most savviest investors, nothing against Warren Buffett, it's just, I'm just making a point here. One of the most savviest investors on Wall Street realized there is no damn way for America, its industries, its technologies, its Wall Streets to, you know, shore up that fraud stock. He realized there's no way in hell they can do this. He got the fuck out of his portfolio and he's starting to trim it. You better follow his suit because it is fraud. Even Warren Buffett saying the United States has no way to make this number to the fact that he getting rid the hell rid of the fraud stock. Why the fuck would I negotiate with you in the United States? Never. Or no asshole racist in there, no jackass like T.D. Jakes, right? God forgive me for cussing. I'm letting Lord handle T.D. Jakes. Lord, I'm sorry. In Jesus' name, please forgive me. Because even the King David in the Bible with King Saul, you know, and I'm king. I'm no King David. But, you know, he let the Lord handle Saul, right? It's not pleasant to deal with a Saul spirit, right? That want to pop up and attack you and pop up and say it's going to steal from you and pop up and say it's going to rape you and pop up saying it will kill you and pop up and saying that's the Saul spirit that is popping up. You're not provoking, it's popping up. You're not bothering, it's popping up. You're not doing it, it's harassing you. That's a Saul spirit. So that's not a fun thing to deal with, if that makes sense. So I'm really excited to go overseas. United States, I mean, even Warren Buffett saying you don't have shit to offer me. He is so convinced that you can't shore up the fraud stocks that he bought. He getting the hell rid of them, realizing the United States can't create the numbers, right? What a joke. Thank you, guys. Not Warren Buffett a joke, but it's a joke that they tried to commit fraud with no way to shore it up, right? I'm not dealing with the United States. I'm going over to Asia to go to the bank, France. I would travel this earth before I give the United States any money ever. Never, right? All right, now that's for nothing against Trump, but I just said what my stance on that, all right? Thank you guys so much.